recently finished my PhD at the University of Nottingham. My supervisor was Professor John Barrett. And this talk is going to be about some of the stuff that we did, in particular sort of gauge, or gravity as a gauge theory, and its coupling to matter. So I should preface all of this by saying that that sort of we figured out a bunch of stuff about this, and then looked back in the literature and found that in fact a lot of it had been done before. So these are the main papers. These three papers by Pagels, Grignani, Nardelli, and Ha. Most of what I'm going to say is going to be in one of those three papers. We went a little bit further though. We did a few more things, and we did things slightly differently. But anyway, so this is going to be about gravity as a gauge theory. It's going to be very similar to McDowell-Manzuri theory, and in many ways it's sort of a generalization or an extension of McDowell-Manzuri theory. So I'm going to very quickly recap McDowell-Manzuri theory for you. So the basic idea is, well, I'll just write down the action. It's as follows. So we're in four dimensions, and M is a four manifold. The indices, so A, B, so they run from 0 to 4, and they're in the fundamental rep of SO5. So I'm choosing SO5. You can easily do all this with SO41 or SO32, but I'm choosing SO5 for now just for simplicity. Phi is a multiplet of scalar fields. F curvature of SO5 connection. So I'm calling the SO5 connection A, and its curvature is F. Okay, and the point is that the SO5 connection contains all the gravitational degrees of freedom. So it contains the spin connection and the frame field. And I'll show you how in a moment. Should I move this? There we go. So you can gauge fix this action. Oh, forgot to say something. So this is a multiple of scalar fields, and it's constrained to live on the sphere. So phi squared equals 1. So you can gauge fix this thing. Phi goes to 0, 0, 0, 0, 1 like that. It's just a vector, and you can rotate it around. So you can rotate it so it points along the final coordinate axis. And this is called physical gauge. Or Pagels in his paper called it physical gauge, and then it got continued by other people. So this is physical gauge. And in this gauge, the connection is as follows. So the small indices run from 0 to 3. So this is in block form. So there's a 4x4 block there, which is a spin connection. And the other components are the frame field. And you evaluate the action in this gauge. And you get the following thing. So this So this contains, there's an F where Jeff term, there's E where G where Jeff, and with an epsilon tying it all together. So that's just the first order action for gravity with, you know, up to a constant. And there's the four edges, four E's wedged together, which is just a cosmological constant. So it's a positive cosmological constant, in fact. So that's the idea of McDowell-Manzuri theory, very briefly. And so what we did is continuing on this theme. So I'm going to do it again, keeping the group as SO5. So you can do something slightly different. You can look at this action. So d phi, capital D phi, is the covariant derivative of the phi field. Oops. Like that. And again, you do the same thing. You gauge fix. Like that. And you find the action goes to So that's what you get when you gauge fix. And this is just a gravity, and then there's a cosmological constant, a negative cosmological constant. So you can change the group signature. You change it to SO41 to get a positive cosmological constant. And you can also rescale the frame field to change the magnitude of the cosmological constant, but obviously not its sign. Okay, so again, continuing with that theme, you can now do it for the group ISO4. Which is the Euclidean group of rotations and translations of R4. So there's sort of defining representation of this group is x goes to mx plus t. So m belongs to SO4, it's a rotation. T belongs to R4, that's a rotation. And x is just a vector in R4. So obviously this is non-linear. Well, at least its action on R4 is non-linear. But it does have a linear representation in one higher dimension, which is given as follows. So you have a vector here. So the first four components is x, and the final component is a constant c. And you can represent this as follows. So you can get a linear representation in five dimensions. So I'm going to call this the vector representation. And things which transform like this, I'll call vectors. And they will have upper indices. This is vector rep. And I'm going to give them upper indices. I should say as well that so c equals zero, the special value of c equals zero is a subrep in which translations act. The translations act trivially. If you just cover that up, you just get the rotations acting non-trivially, which is going to be important later. Okay, and there's a covector representation, which I'm going to do the same thing. So k here is a four vector, and the final component omega is a constant, and representation is S inverse T one T one K omega. Wow, I'll just leave it like that. So you can check that this is indeed a representation. That's M inverse times T. So there's a four component thingy lying along the bottom there. This is a 4x4 block. So this is a covector rep. And it has lower indices. Okay, so for the invariant contraction of a vector and a covector, you just let me see that. That's you just sum together the components. So that's a dot product in four dimensions, x dot k plus c lambda. And you can make sure and check that is equal to this. So the primes mean transformed quantities. For two vectors, you use this. And again, you can show, so it's x, a, eta, a, b, y, b is equal to and finally, for two covectors, it's and yeah. Again, you can make sure that this contraction is invariant. It just picks out the last component. Okay, so. So the whole point of this is all ISO4 representations, and now I'm going to write down the ISO4 version of the action, which is really just the same thing, but the symbols mean something slightly different. So here, phi again is a multiplet of scalar fields. And it has a final component, which I'm just going to take to be one for now. It doesn't really make a difference. And again, you can gauge fix this. So you can always take a vector in R4 and translate it to zero. And in that gauge, the ISO4 connection is like so. You have to be a little bit careful with upper and lower indices now. So this is naturally a matrix, so it has one upper, one lower. Okay, and you gauge fix this, and you get EA, HE, E, H, S, E, D, which is just gravity. Zero cosmological constant. You can get a cosmological constant if you want by adding something which I call ball prime, d phi a, h phi b, h d c, h. And again, you evaluate this in the physical gauge. What you expect. Oops. So you can add a cosmological constant in an invariant way. Okay, so you can couple all this to matter as well, which is what we worked out. You can do any kind of matter you want, scalar, Young-Mills, fermion fields. Probably won't have time to show you. I'll try and get through it. So this is the coupling for scalar fields. Right, so vol prime here is just this, and I've got this thing g mu nu prime, which is defined as follows. Okay. Delta A B. Of course, you gauge fix this and you get E A mu E B nu delta B, which is just G mu nu. So gauge fixing this just takes the primes off, and that's the action for a scalar field. And the Young-Mills field is pretty much identical. So Young-Mills ball primed trace F nu nu rho of lambda. We're going to run out of space. Multiplied by g nu rho primed g nu lambda primed. Now, of course, the exact same thing happens. So again, gauge fixing just takes the primes off. I think I'm more or less out of time. I guess I don't really have enough time to go into fermions, but you can do all of this for fermions as well. It's not really more complicated. It just takes slightly longer to explain. But it's all fairly neat. And you can do it for SO5 or ISO4. Anyway, that's me.
Supergravity.
Yeah, I've thought about that. The poker field is the only thing missing. I haven't gotten around to doing it, but I hope so. I hope so. I'm not sure yet.
The original McDowell story paper discusses supergravity as well.
Yeah.
Questions? Thanks, Steve, again.